This is the Don and Mike Show.
There are a couple of things going on around town we want you to know about. Oh, Don and Mike, is this true?
Two favorite radio guys. I know you're a big fan of this.
I am.
In the afternoon at 4 o'clock today, right out in front of their studios in Fairfax, they're going to dip themselves into 500 pounds of soaking wet hot chocolate. They're going to come out, they're going to dry, and then they invite the general public to come, as they say, to bite off pieces of them.
Yes, you can. Now, I thought about this. I mean, because I do like them very much, but they don't. It's, I mean, they just strike me as kind of, I've never seen them, but they sound kind of maybe scruffy. But they're going to wrap themselves
scruffy
in plastic first.
They're both very attractive men.
I already announced that I'm gay.
Anyway,
so you can do that.
The Don and Mike Show.
That's great awkward, isn't it?
Yeah.
So anyway, I just announced I'm gay.
Oh, my scruffy biatch.
That bitch!
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I know too.
I'm trying to use the phone!
I know you are.
Why does everybody hate me so much?
Wow.
What about weed? Is there gonna be any weed?
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
I did you a favor. You do me a favor. Honey, I've got to have some marijuana.
What the bleep happened here?
Exactly.
They poke the bear. Don and Mike.
And we'll get to that dog, the bounty hunter thing.
Yeah, a fascinating spin on this one.
We don't have memento, but first, I want to try to catch this company while they still may be... during regular business hours.
Uh-huh.
Why is radio so effed up? Well, it's a rhetorical question. Please
exactly.
Don't answer here in the studio and don't answer at home.
No need to answer.
Well, one of the reasons is that, I don't know, 5 years ago, somebody decided it would be a good idea for a radio station to play all Christmas music.
Right.
Yes.
Starting at about Thanksgiving time. Mm-hmm.
And the biggest problem is they had a little bit of success.
And you know this. If something works in radio...
Oh, you better believe it. 20 people are going to do it. It's like any other showbiz.
But radio...
Somebody has a TV show, somebody has a movie, they're going to copy.
But we're the worst.
The worst. Yeah, we do it well because, you know, you see success like that and all of a sudden people go nuts.
So this was a phenomenon that started about 5 years ago. You'd have one station that went all Christmas music, and that station would kill in the ratings.
True.
So now you have stations in some markets already having two or three stations going full-time Christmas music now, today.
Yeah.
As
they start
today,
earlier and earlier every year.
Yeah, and you have, like I said, in some cases, two, maybe three stations.
Mm-hmm.
So this is part of what's wrong with radio.
Part of it.
Here's the other part. Let's say that you're one of these dumb stations that says, okay, station WWWW is playing Christmas music, staying X, but we're going to play it too. How do we know we're playing the right music?
How do you know?
Right here. Full page ad, the Edison National Christmas Music Test.
What the hell is that?
Now,
research.
This is not like a test or a quiz exactly, Buzz.
Is this a research company that tells you what kind of Christmas music? Have we sunk that low now that we're going to research the Christmas music?
Thank
because
you.
Because it's not simple enough just to put the same 20 records on every single day?
Here's what the ad says.
Jesus.
Is your station...
Sorry, it's your birthday and all.
Is your station going all Christmas? Play the strongest holiday music with the most trusted name in holiday research. A comprehensive holiday list tested with a large national sample of Christmas music listeners. Fielding now with immediate results on your desk by November 9th. Make sure your station celebrates and wins this holiday season.
You know what this is? This is going to be the death of the deep cuts of
that's
Christmas
true.
Music.
There they go. Just the hottest,
you know,
hits.
One of the, and here's the deal. One of the things that makes these stations do well is because there isn't a lot of Christmas music, so they have to play everything.
Not be completed as entered. Please check the number and try again.
All right, hold on.
The topic you have selected is... This is really ridiculous. And this is even worse than stations copying each other. This is now somebody trying to tell them exactly how to do it.
A Kansas City station started on Halloween.
Hey, Robbie. Hold, please.
Give me the phone.
How you doing? Hello, is this Edison Research? Hi, this is Michael Hughes. I am the general manager of CBS Radio's cluster in Washington, D.C. How are you this afternoon? I was curious about getting some music testing for some of my stations going Christmas. Thank you.
She putting you on hold?
No, she's...
Is she kicking you upstairs?
She's connecting me to... Hold on. Put it on hold so you can hear what they got on hold. You got to hear the Christmas music. It's not even Christmas music on hold.
Why isn't it Christmas music? That almost sounded like Jerry Seinfeld there. Why isn't it Christmas music?
Hello? Hello? Hello there. Hello? Hello, this is Michael Hughes. And this is Michael Hughes. Hey, Sean, how you doing? I'm doing great. Need some research, thinking about flipping a station here to Christmas. How fast can you get me some research? Sure, call me back. I'm at WARW. Hold on, let me give you my boy Robbie. Can you tell me something off the top of your head? I'm thinking Holly Jolly Christmas. Is that a 90-minute record? Meaning I play it every 90 minutes? Oh. This is Michael Hughes.
How do you feel about the little drummer boy?
How do you feel about the little drummer boy? He just said this sounds like Scott Shannon.
Hey, he doesn't know how close he is.
May I tell you something? Do I have your permission to put your voice on the radio? I do not.
Oh.
What have I told you? This was Michael Scott Shannon. From the Sir Oldie station. Come on the air with me, will you? Will you come on the air with me? Why not now?
Michael Scott Shannon.
What if I told you it's not Scott Shannon and it's not Michael Hughes? It's the Don and Mike Show, and we would like to put you on the air. Why? Hmm? Why? This is the Don and Mike Show. Uh-huh. We would, yeah. This is Don,
and we love Christmas.
Where can you call me back? Call me back on the number that I just called you back on. Will you go on the air with us? Why? Why?
I love that.
I wish you would come on the air to tell our listeners how it is that radio has become such a fragmented, effed up business that we have to get a company to tell us whether we should play Holly Jolly Christmas or Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Won't you join us, please, for this discussion?
I don't think he's coming on now.
No?
Well, he won't come on for Shannon.
Hold on. He would be happy to call our producer. Hold on a second. I think the guy will come on if you just...
All right. Handle it right.
Yeah. Rob, talk to the guy.
Hello. This is Rob. I'm Don and Mike's producer.
He still feels very uncomfortable saying that.
You can call our request line, which is 877.
Oh, that we put his voice on the air.
365-3636.
Don't call right now.
Call right now. We'd love to have you on the air.
We'll look for his number.
Call right now. Phone Jeopardy.
Call us back.
Tell me that it's a super idea. Dynamite idea.
Tell him we love Christmas.
We're not afraid to say it. We're not PC to say happy holidays.
Oh, holy night.
I guess he knows Hughes.
Yeah.
Oh, does he? No.
First he picked up the phone and goes, hey, Michael. And then after a while he said, this doesn't sound like Michael Hughes.
Oh, that, we didn't count on that.
This sounds like Scott Shannon. Well, thank you for the compliment.
That's super duper because you were using your Scott Shannon voice.
Compliment.
Is he going to call back?
Maybe later in the week. He doesn't appreciate it being a prank call or a stunt.
Isn't it possible with the internet to seriously, Rob, you would know the answer to this, to seriously have a ballpark idea of just how many Christmas songs are out there? Yeah. Really? I mean, certainly the titles are very limited.
I can already tell you from radio circles that there's a list of maybe 100 of the hottest songs.
100 songs.
Yeah. About.
You're talking about 100 songs. You're talking about programmers that are uncomfortable programming 100 songs.
I would
on
say
their
it's
radio
a lot
station.
Closer to 40, though.
Well, the guy should know that this was not any. What did he say? This was a stunt?
No, he said that us calling him was a stunt.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Well, he's right about that.
Crazy stunt.
Mm-hmm. It's a kooky, crazy stunt.
What was his name? Remember what his name was?
I don't recall.
I'll call back and I'll be Scott Shannon.
Michael Scott Shannon.
1-9-0-8-7. God, I hate this phone rule.
Oh, it's difficult, isn't it?
The good old days, we'd just throw his ass on the air. Hand me the phone, please.
This is Michael Scott Shannon.
Hello, this is Michael Scott Shannon. I'm calling. I was just on the phone with someone in programming about picking up some of your Christmas elements for WPLJ. Michael Scott Shannon. Shannon in the morning.
Shannon in the morning.
Okay, put it back on hold. Just so you can hear.
I'll do anything.
It's not Christmas music.
Hello? Nope. Okay, it's still the on-hold music. Mm.
It is not Christmas music.
Practicing what they
play. And then I think as an experiment, we should program 1 hour of Christmas music. Because we could do it.
I want his voice. But tell him it's Michael Scott Shannon. Why don't you tell him that I'm here in a room right now with Howard Stern and Rick Dees.
And Man Cow.
Tell him Man Cow, JoJo Cookin' Kincaid, and Shotgun Tom Kelly are in the room with me. Hey, Sean. Sean Ross, Edison Media. Oh, it's voicemail.
Oh, here you go. Course.
Hold on, old Robbie. Hello?
Hello?
Hello. This is his voicemail.
Oh.
Hi, it's Don and Mike, wondering why you wouldn't come on the air for our stunt with us.
We would have loved to have you on during our stunt. We think that we can really help with programming Christmas music. We know all the Christmas songs right off the top of our head.
Actually, what we'd like is some research on how the audience feels about a bit on the air that is so inside. We can't even put your voice on the air. What's the research on that?
Which is more popular, the Brenda Lee version of I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus or the John Cougar I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus? Mm-hmm. These are the questions that burn in our brains.
How many Burl Ives songs can you play in 1 hour?
Oh, never enough. Can you do a specialty hour of Burl Ives only?
When is Too Much Mannheim Steamroller Too Much Mannheim Steamroller?
Is Gene Autry Ancient History?
Should we play Regis?
Some of his collection? Mm-hmm. And what with recent developments, would it be okay to do a marathon with Robert Goulet?
Michael Hughes said he hates you.
Invalid entry. Approve, press star, pound. To play back, press 2-3.
2-3.
Hello? 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 This is his voicemail. Oh.
We are such
Don
idiots,
Mike,
aren't we?
I wonder why you wouldn't come on the air for our stunt with us. We would have loved to have you on during our stunt. We think that we can really help with programming Christmas music. We know all the Christmas.
Okay.
Very good.
How do we send it?
To make this message private, press 1.
Oh, yeah.
To make priority, press 2.
Priority. Sure.
Priority message. To make this message private also, press 1. Private priority message. To re-enter, press
private
0.
Priority.
To
that's
send,
good.
Press pound.
Press pound.
Pound sand.
Message will be sent.
Right.
To transfer to another extension, press star 8. Boy. For assistance, press 0.
So many wonderful choices.
It's enticing, but
it's
I guess
a quagmire.
We'll hand up.
All right, let's program.
Up.
Let's program our Christmas music right now.
All right,
you start.
Here Comes Santa Claus by Elvis.
Oh, Holy Night, traditional.
All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey.
Santa Claus is Coming to Town by Bruce Springsteen.
Have a Holly Jolly Christmas by Burl Ives.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer by Gene Autry.
Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Elmo and Patsy.
And that's it.
Yeah, we're done. That's the hour.
That's the list.
Yeah. No runettes? With commercials, that's
no runettes. No, come on. Don't get crazy. We don't want to over-research this thing.
David Bowie, Bing Crosby.
Mike.
Little Drummer Boy.
Too Much on the Edge. Please, we're sticking to the research.
Dishonor.
We are sticking to the research this year.
Okay, very good. I'm looking forward to
it. Only the best testing songs.
I like when we play Christmas music the week before Christmas.
Hello, Donna. Ow. Ow.
Hey, turn your radio down.
Ow, that hurt. Ow.
You hurt me.
Ow. Forget that. Come right back and talk about Dog the Bounty.
This is the Don and Mike Show.